about this. When you get off this call, you've got to feel a little bit better than you got than you felt when you got on, right? That's really what the whole call is all about, elevating the energy. And we start off with the victories and the gratitudes. And this is an opportunity for each and every one of you to step out and just say how grateful you are for the day, for the beautiful grass, for the, you know, for the weather, for your loss of 5 pounds last week, whatever it happens to be. It doesn't need to be any massive, you know, earth-shattering story. It's just something that you're grateful for, because what I have found in this world is that when we find time to give great gratitude for the small things, the universe says, they like to thank me for things. I'm going to give them bigger things to be thankful for. So who's going to start us off this morning with an ounce of gratitude?
Hey, Kevin, it's Jen.
Yes, Jen, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Well, the other day I shared that I had a friend who came back to me, and she was a product user years ago, so I don't know if you remember that or not, but she ended up enrolling. Well, just a couple nights ago, I had another friend who in the same boat years ago, and she came back and said, I'm ready to start again. So that's exciting. And
now,
I have
let me ask you a question about that.
Okay, go ahead.
You know, there's a song, Love is Happier the Second Time Around. What do you know now that you didn't know then that can make you a better cleanse coach, perhaps, and maybe, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? Inspire them to be more than they were before.
Hi.
Well, you know, I like I shared the other day, I didn't have the 8 steps to success when I enrolled these ladies years ago. And they were friends, so I was like, you know, they're friends. I don't want to constantly bug them. I don't want to cross that friend line into business, you know, that kind of thing. But I'm over that, so I'm going to cleanse them or coach them the best I can, you know, go through the 8 steps to success or 8 steps to launching a new associate, and share the business with them, share the vision with them, and if they choose to jump on board, great, and if not, then, you know, we'll have the best product experience that we can.
Great, that's awesome. And obviously, subliminally, they know that you're still in. And
absolutely.
So there must be something going on, so that's why they've joined you again. So congratulations, Jen, on another win, and can't wait to hear more successes down the road.
And I have one more thing to share as well. I have a girl here. She's a single mom, and I've been talking to her for months and months and months, and she's, you know, hasn't jumped on board yet. I've been inviting her to different events. She hasn't been able to attend. And so this Sunday, friends here in town are having a launch party, and it's on a Sunday afternoon, and I shared with her once again, invited her, and she is able to go this time. So I'm really excited for her because I can visualize it for her. I can see that this would be something that would just bless her life, so I'm excited that she is able to attend.
Awesome, awesome. Well, thank you, Jen. Appreciate you being here every morning, and appreciate you being the first to step out with your victory. All righty, who else is going to be next?
Barbie Lee.
Hey, BBL, good morning.
Good morning. So mine is indirectly to Isogenics. For the last 2 days, I've had the blessing of being able to volunteer for 2 straight days. I volunteer with the Red Cross. I run a program with them called Healthy Youth Relationships. So I was in a high school leadership conference for 2 days, and I had like 150 kids over the 2 days, where we talked about healthy relationships and stuff. And it was amazing for 2 reasons. One is, as a retired teacher, you know, I love the kids and still tapping in. But when the teachers said to me, how can you just take 2 days off work and do this? And I was able to just share very briefly, you know, that I have my own business in network marketing. And a couple of them were like, what's that? And it was amazing because that's the world I used to be in. And they couldn't even fathom that I could retire from teaching, you know, in my early 40s and come back and do what I love. And it was just, I was just in such gratitude yesterday when I'm driving home and I was like, wow. Because sometimes I forget how blessed I am that I don't have to teach every day and I don't have to go to a 9-to-5 and, you know, because sometimes I go, oh, you know, I do that. Oh, I wish my cycles were here. I need them. Do I want them to be there? And then I get 2 full days where I get to work with teens and, you know, explain to them about health youth relationships. And I didn't have to ask anybody for permission. And I, you know, didn't have to lose any money doing it. And I just love this, what we do. And I just want to tell the whole world.
That's awesome, Barbie Lee. How great is it that we get to do what we want to do when we want to do it? And what a great example you're setting for others out there who don't know that there might be another way. So I'm sure you've got some heads thinking along the way as they watch you do your thing and be happy and not have to go to the grind. So awesome story. Thank you.
Thanks.
And isn't it great to be able to give back like that? Isn't it great to just be able to help others?
Yeah.
I just love that. It gives you a great feeling. It's another great way to elevate our energies. So thanks, Barbie Lee. Who else would like to step out and share with us this morning? I'm loving these gratitudes, Dave. They're awesome.
This is Dave.
Hey, Dave. Good morning.
Good morning again. actually, a lot of things to be grateful for. I'm honing my skills and remembering more about, you know, what to say when closing. But I had the interview with a hairstylist, and she was like all a numbers girl, and she didn't actually sign up with me, but she did have enough interest to set up a salon party, so to speak. You know, so I called my upline, and we're going to have like a whole session with her salon. Well, it's not her salon, but in the salon that she's working with all the, I guess, all the beauticians there. So that's exciting. And, I'm just grateful that, you know, I get to share this with people.
Awesome, Dave. I hear it in your voice. I hear the passion and the emotion in your voice that you are dedicated to what you're doing. And it's, you know, I know that you're a very kind person, and I know you're a very open person, and the relationships that you're building are helping you. They're fortifying your business. And it may not, you know, that person that you're working with may not sign up themselves, but now they've opened up their salon to you, and they're going to express to their friends how great of a person you are, and they're going to be open to hearing what you have. And you never know, buddy, when what you have is going to land on just that right person. So congratulations to you, Dave. I watch your success. I follow you along. You know how I do that. And, you know, I'm just real happy for you, my friend.
Thanks.
And there's a person out there frantically typing. We can hear that. If you could star 6 your lines, we could appreciate that. Let's take one more victory, and then we'll get into the call. Anybody out there want to share one more little something that's going on in their life? Okay, well, then we'll get into the call then. And as I said at the top of the call, we're going to continue our theme of getting into our 90-day game plan, not being distracted, getting advanced, making the plans, making the little adjustments, we're doing what's necessary. And Gabe was on yesterday with some wonderful tips as far as rank advancing. And we've got another awesome individual that has just recently rank advanced to 3-star Golden Circle. She's on the line today, and she's going to share some of the things that she went through in her pursuit of her rank advancements from ground level to 3-star now here in a very short amount of time. And it's very exciting for me to have her on the call. Her passion and purpose in life is to help other people enjoy the healthiest life imaginable. And she hopes that others will find their way to feeling physically, emotionally, spiritually, and financially better. So, you know, with God as her partner, and I love that about her. She's very, very supportive in that regard. With God as her partner and guide, and Isagenix as the vehicle, she's now living the healthiest life in all areas. She began using these products back in October of 2013, and she was able to leave her mortgage lending position just a few short months later in January of 2014 to pursue Isagenix full-time because she was more passionate about working with people in Isagenix than she was about cutting all that red tape getting mortgages for people. And you know what? Now she lives for the daily messages from people thanking her that for introducing them to Isagenix. And I'll tell you, she's in love with that concept. When she's not helping others enjoy Isagenix, she's probably shopping or traveling or reading. And her favorite place to read is by the beach. And whose place wouldn't it be? I love that. And she's a mom to a full-grown son who is now out of the house. But she has two beautiful little kitties. And one is probably named after a Notre Dame star because her husband is a big, huge fan of Notre Dame. One of her kitties' name is Rudy. and the other is Bear. So please welcome to our call this morning, Three-Star Golden Circle, Sarah Cardone. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning, Kevin. Thank you so much for that introduction. It makes me giggle every time, especially the Notre Dame and my kiddies.
I don't get the Bear part, but I get the Rudy part.
He was adopted. He was already named, and he's a totally black little bear. It's hilarious. So,
how fun. I just love kitties. I've had kitties my whole life, but now I've got three dogs and no room for kitties right now. So one of these days I'll have my goal in life someday before I go to the great beyond is to have a little orange tabby. That's one of my desires.
Aw, like Garfield.
Yeah, like Garfield, kind of. Only without the attitude, less the attitude.
Yeah. Well,
welcome to our call today, and thank you for agreeing to be our little guest this morning. I know you're in a hurry to get out the door to get on a little trip, and we won't keep you long, I promise. But I knew that with your recent advancement that you would have some very pertinent and timely pointers that you could share on these calls this morning, because people were in the middle, just a little bit past smack dab in the middle of their 90-day game plan and still working on their rank advancements. And as Gabe said and as Wendy said Tuesday, it's never too late, and I think it was actually that Sydney Little started Monday night saying it's never too late, start over again. If you're not having the success you need, start over again and do it again. So maybe with a few pointers from you, having just recently advanced yourself to Three-Star Golden Circle, people can see that there still is a way to get this done before December 7th. Of course, that's the director reset. And if they're on their way to a different plateau, that let's get them there. So you're willing to play along this morning?
Absolutely.
So why don't you just start us off with your story? Let's start at ground level. Tell everybody how you got introduced, what brought you in, what excited you, and obviously we know you're 3-star now, but give us a little a story of the path along the way to 3-star.
Absolutely. Okay. Well, prior to Isagenics, some of you will relate to this, I was unenergetic, frumpy, bloated every day, not happy in my clothes, of course. And I was introduced to Isagenics by a holistic nutritionist I met on Facebook. Does that sound familiar? About 14 weeks of using the product, the weight loss and fat burning system, it helped me go from a 12-14 to a healthy 4. And, with that, I have a new lease on life. I have vitality, mental clarity like never before. And so it's my mission to share these incredible products with friends and family to help them live their healthiest best, like you heard. I love that we have a product that nobody else can compare to, these superfoods that we can get from our own wholesale store, and that this is really easily sustainable as a lifestyle. So, like Kevin said, we are very blessed by the amazing messages of thanks we receive every week for changing others' lives, not only physically, but also and physically on so many levels, not just weight loss. So if you've been in very long, you're getting that too, but also financially. And like Kevin said, we were blessed with being able to retire me from the mortgage lending field in January and replace that income. And as you know, 3-star is 6 figures, and that's the first time I have earned an income like that in my 48 years. So my only direct sales experience other than, mortgage lending is sales, to a point, right? And really everybody's a salesperson, but my only direct sales experience was Mary Kay. I did have, from 1999 to 2007, stint as a sales director, and it was fun and glamorous, especially earning the use of 4 free cars in the 8 years and, 2 diamond rings, so I'm playing with makeup, how fun, So using the products in October, I really didn't see the vision. Susan did share a little bit with me, but I was just kind of scared to go back into that. I really thought I was going to be a mortgage loan officer until I retired, hopefully in my 60s. So I just had a toe in the water to see, maybe I should just get these products that I love so much paid for. So I did go to my first event in November, and I liked what I saw. I went to the Kansas City ICU, and I joined the ISA Derby shortly thereafter, and I really played all in that. I wanted to win that trip. I think it was to Maui. I'm not quite sure anymore. And I also went ahead and booked the New Year kickoff in Dallas. So the more I, went to these events and got the belief and saw what was possible from just everyday people like myself,
after much prayer, I did quit the mortgage lending job January 31st, stepped out on faith to make this my main thing. And then I went to Max Out Training with my husband in Ontario, and he was, at that point, he was full on board. And, you know, he believed in me before that, but then he was completely full on board and really excited for what the future was going to hold for us. And that month, I enrolled 21 people, and my team added 9, so we were in major momentum, and that's kind of the beginning of everything. And finished Crystal Executive in April, thanks to the reset. And honestly, I have seriously been ignorance on fire. I haven't stopped to get perfectly organized or reinvent the wheel as I always did in Mary Kay. I have that personality that if you give me something, I can make it better. And I haven't yet taken the time to study. I have all these books, all these CDs, you know, for this business. And I want to read all of them, and I want to listen to all of them, but I just kept moving. I just went for it. But seriously, I am, you know, with still learning, it is okay. My team has grace with me, and, you know, we are learning together. So, I mean, that's where it came from, Kevin.
That's an awesome story, and, you know, it's just proof positive that you were just in the right place at the right time, because there was, I'm sure that there were other moments in your life that you wouldn't have been open to that potential. So, that's a gorgeous story.
Yeah, thank you.
So on your way from starting to executive, what were some of the things that you did? Because there are going to be people on the call today that are working that path, that are working on their way to director, get that Crystal Director reset by December 7th, and, of course, all the way to executive. So what are some of the tips that you can share that you put in practice to get yourself to executive before your advancement through the circles?
Well, it really does come down to the decision. You have to make the decision. You have to put it out there. You have to tell everyone in your family and, you know, all your upline what you're doing. Don't keep it to yourself. Let us all celebrate and let us all root you on to what you're going for. And post whatever your goal is, what that next step is, whether it be director or executive, post it everywhere. I posted it, you know, everywhere I spent time in my home. I posted it in my car. And, you know, you want to speak positive. You want to pray. You want to do the affirmations. And just really believe that you can do it. And you know you can. It's just a decision. So you want to also eliminate your distractions. And I really feel, you know, Kane from Australia, I love him so much because he really pointed out that when you do your goals in shorter increments, is so much easier. And that's what I have found, that, you know, when you, instead of waiting, I'm encouraging my team right now, instead of waiting until December 7th, the end of the 90 day, 6 weeks from now, make that your executive goal and let's get to director before then, because you've heard the saying, slow is hard, easy is fast. And there's a different level, I mean, fast is easy, sorry about that. There's different levels of fast. It has to be, you know, your pace of fast. But, you know, I always feel like, I mean, we do a disservice if we're not sharing these products. Everyone on here probably loves them as much as I do and has had a life change. And in my community, I had tried this metabolic profile system diet that was thousands of dollars. I did a Thin and Healthy, I did it 3 times and it was hundreds of dollars, and I did Weight Watchers. So I was always looking for a solution. So in my mind, I know everyone's looking for a solution for something, for health or finances or weight, whatever. And we have the tool, we have the gift, and we definitely just want to keep sharing and keep moving forward every day, do something Isagenix. But as far as your focus for your goal, let's get back to that. If your goal is director, you kind of want to look at, you know, executive is 30 people cleansing together. Director is it 18? Somebody help me out there. Kevin, is it 18 people?
18 people, huh?
Okay. If you look at it that way, it really simplifies it. And you can print out the roadmap and you can put the people's name in there and you can, you know, as you're sharing, you keep hearing the 8 steps. That was something that I had to get good at and practice. And now it kind of it's actually starting to flow. So it does take longer for some people, but now I just get in the habit with every single person. You know, you're all excited, you're enrolling them, and you're about to hang up the phone, or you're about to leave each other at the coffee shop, and you got to stop and say, oh, wait, you know, before I leave, this may or may not be for you, but I'm obligated to let you know. You've got to do that you plus two, them plus two. And I really could have done a better job at that in the beginning. So, again, I'm ignorance on fire. I didn't do everything perfectly, but I kept moving forward. I kept going to the next thing. And, you know, the pools were so huge. I wanted to be a part of that. I wanted to replace that mortgage lending income. So what is your why? What is going to happen for you when you, you know, make that next goal, or for your family or whoever else you're going to bless with the blessings you're going to get? So I don't know whether that answered your question, Kevin, but.
Yes, it did. So really, again, let's just review that decision. It came down to making the decision and be positive, make your affirmations, set your goals, eliminate the distractions, and keep the goals shorter length, because what we have found out, and if you work with any of the people out there that talk about goals, when you start completing some of those goals, you actually become more confident in yourself. So if you set some goals up for short term and meet those goals, like let's say, for instance, as Carolyn always talks about these 90, we're talking about this 90-day plan, but she does it in smaller increments, 30-day increments. So work 30 days, meet a goal, work 30 days, meet a goal, work 30 days, meet a goal, and by the time that last 30 days is done, you're at your executive, which is what you're encouraging your people to be now, not director. So I follow that. So I love that part of the story. Thanks.
Yes. You're welcome.
And, you know, I just love that whole thing about making the decision first. Susan talks about that. She's, you know, talked about that for years. It comes down to mindset. Really making that decision is, hey, I don't mean this in a bad way, is convincing yourself that you're going to do it, making the decision in your own mind that you're going to get this done, and then broadcasting that to the universe. So, yeah, some great pointers there. So now that you've got yourself to executive and you're working your way up to now one star, how quickly did you get? And I think if I remember right, it was very, very quickly from executive to one star.
You know, executive was in April, and I really, it's a blur. I sort of believe it was June when I finished the one star.
So that was very, very fast. So what were you doing? Were you still doing more of the same? Did you put anything further into practice in between April and June? Or tell us what happened in those few months.
Well, I was learning to take people on board with me to help their dreams come true with the program and help them build, you know, the business, and took some people to the New Jersey ICU and just breathing belief in the team and helping them build and just continuing to share and grow. I just kept moving forward, and I mean, one star, it felt hard at the time, but now I look back and that was not so hard.
Not so hard at all. 10 people, or you know, 5 people on each team with their two, and you're executive, and now of course you're cycling 10 times a week, and that makes you one star golden circle. For those of you that are new on the call, one star golden circle is a person cycling 10 times a week, and 10 times a week is but let's just call it $500 a week. You're talking about $25,000 a year in income. That's pretty darn good, Sarah. So that's a great start to your career. Now on our way to two star, when did we get two star?
I believe that was in July, and I'm so sorry. I ignorance on fire. I keep moving forward, not the best tracker. You ask me a date, I'm like, I don't know. I think it was July. So, and, you know, two star was a little more challenging. It was doubling what we were doing, and it was, again, just setting that intention. And every time you run, you have to eliminate distractions, because I'm a Scorpio. Those of you are there, Scorpios, if that means anything. And I want to be all to all and do everything. And you start doing one thing and another thing calls your name. So I really have learned to master that anything that was calling me that didn't get me closer to the goal was pushed aside. So that's what helps me keep my focus. It really was important on these runs.
Well, I am a Scorpio, and I get that. So, yeah. shiny objects things. I get that. But let's get a little bit more specific. So as you are working your way now from 10 cycles a week to the 20 cycle a week, obviously more people are joining your team. How are you handling more people to be responsible for?
That's a great question. You know, I have a great team, and there's a lot of great leaders in the team, and you really want to ask help from your team in leading and helping the cleansers. So we developed, thank goodness for Facebook, oh my, but we have a cleansing group. We have Team Transformers is our name, and every time we enroll someone, they're plugged right into there right away, and they're given the welcome letter, and we share the U plus two, them plus two with them, and you know, try to help them see how to get their product paid for right away. And then for my business builders, we have a separate Facebook group, those that I know are interested in building a business, and they're the leaders. We get together once a month, and we plan, and we develop the launch parties, and every person has a part at the launch party. And these leaders are amazing. You know, I don't have to ask. When we have an event, they are going around and answering questions and helping people, and it's just amazing. It's teamwork. Each person has a different gift, and you want to kind of find out what that is. Somebody might be techie, and they can be the people that do the flyers or do the 30-day challenge that's something I need to put out there, Kevin. And when I did do the 2-star and the 3-star, we did run a 30-day challenge at the same time so that as we were in momentum and reaching out to people to join us, we had that on the table that, you know, join our 30-day challenge to get into those jeans. Like this last one for our 3-star was spit for fall, hot for the holidays. And we have 3 prizes attached to that. We have a pair of buckle jeans for one person and 2 makeovers, one for a guy and one for a girl, hair and makeup. And then if they want to go shopping to get themselves new clothes, which will be at their cost, I actually am I like to style people, so I would take that time with them and help them in that way too. So just keeping the momentum and the excitement and pulling people into that because, again, they're looking for a solution.
Looking for solutions, absolutely. So thank you for that answer. I enjoyed that one as well. And you know, those 30-day challenges, I think that those are very, very instrumental in keeping in not only getting new people on board, but keeping people that are already on board engaged. So I think that's very, very important, and I'm glad that you brought that out. So now we're working ourselves from 2-star to 3-star, and Gabe talked yesterday about finding a week within the month that you knew would be strong. Did you take that approach, Sarah?
Yeah, Susan's so good at strategizing, so she's teaching me how to strategize, and we've found most of the time with my looking ahead at what's coming, when I have an end of a week or an end of a month meeting the beginning of a month, seem to have been for all my runs so far the best time. And she has said that psychologically, I believe that the maybe part of the reason is the end of the month there could be commissions, of course, that people are getting paid at their jobs and they're ready at the first of the month to make a change or a decision for their health. So that's what we found with when to run.
So you were looking for a high volume week and a week presumably towards either, you know, and Susan teaches us, of course, that weeks that have the end of the month and the beginning of the month in them are typically stronger, and you know that's probably not going to be so much true here at the end of October with the 31st being on a Friday. We only have Saturday and Sunday with regards to the new month. So I would take a look at your numbers, those of you that are listening to the call this morning, take a look at your blueprints for next week and see how they are. They're probably going to be pretty high, but they could also be very, very high for the first part of November as well, because that's a full, strong first of the month week. So Susan teaches us that, Sarah, to take a look at that, and you took full advantage of that. Now, how do you rally the troops then? What do you do? Get us to that next level to get yourself now to 40 cycles a week.
Well, you really do need to rally the troops. You do want to have a power up either in person with your business builders, or you want to have a phone call on a maybe a Sunday night before the week starts and just get all people on board. Each person wants, you know, that are your business builders, you know who those 10 or more are, and you know what their goals are because you're communicating with them every week, and you know, you want to help them know where they are and what they can achieve next and have full out momentum during that week. And like you just said, the week, the first full week of November is a run week. And like Susan has encouraged us to anybody who's running, that would be a really good week to do it because, like you said, Kevin, not next week so much. But yeah, you're going to have, you really got to get the momentum on the call, get everybody on board. And you're, that particular, you know, week and right before, you are communicating a lot. And I don't know if you guys use the Messenger app, but I love, love, love it because you control the time of that, you know, leaving that quick message for, be it your team member, business builder, cleanser, or a potential. And when you don't have time to have that conversation of 15, you know, 30 minutes, whatever. So just keeping the excitement in your Facebook pages and on the phone and asking them how they're doing and letting them know where they're at because you're combing your tree every single day. And if you're not, you definitely want to because your upline can tell whether you're in there or not. We found that out recently.
There's Big Brother is watching. I love that. And, you know, that's, you know, we tease about that, but that's very true. Combing your tree every day and finding the little nuggets, finding the little things that you can, with just by adding a little water, will sprout and grow. So there's always something going on. You're looking at a person who might be sitting on volume saying, hey, do you know if you just became a consultant, you'd cycle three times or four times? Or, I mean, you're always looking for those little positives that you can call somebody on because every bit of volume is going to help you that week get yourself to that 40-cycle mark.
Absolutely.
So I just like the way, and, you know, let's just back up just for a second because many of us that have been in Isagenix now for a while, we're so accustomed to getting paid every Monday. It's just like clockwork, bing, 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 bing. The money's always on our card that we forget sometimes that the old days, many of us out there only used to get paid once a month, and that was typically either at the first or at the end of the month, or some of us used to get paid twice a month, the first or the 15th. And that's why when Susan says that the end of the month and the beginning of the month are so important, because that's when people generally have the money to spend. So keep that in mind, guys, when you're planning your advancement weeks. Obviously, you're going to want to be utilizing your blueprints. Take a look at your blueprints, and as Sarah has already alluded, that she wasn't a writer down of statistics. She wasn't a keeper of a diary sort of thing. But I bet she does now. I bet she knows exactly what her strong week is now. So you guys need to be doing that because every week, you know, every month has its strong week, and so you want to be able to coordinate that strong week with the advantage of launch parties throughout the team. And, you know, the pay periods that people are going to be seeing to be able to allow you to offer maybe some incentives that people now will take advantage of those because they have the monies in their pocket. So it sounds like you've made all of that possible, Sarah, and congratulations on all your success. That's just phenomenal. That 3-star in such a short period of time, which is about a year.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
That's phenomenal. So where are you heading today?
What's that?
Where are you heading today? I know you're off on a trip today.
I'm headed to Gatlinburg for the weekend. I turned 49 this weekend, so.
Oh, you're an early Scorpio. I'm a more first part of November Scorpio, so you're an early Scorpio.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, congratulations on your birthday. Happy birthday to you. Hope you have a very safe trip. Are you going to be watching the Notre Dame game? I'm sure on Saturday, huh?
The reason we're going away this weekend is it's a bye week. Otherwise, I wouldn't
be going away. Oh, look at you guys. How
funny.
Isn't that funny how that works out? We had Isagenix University here in Phoenix, you know, here just a few weeks back, and it was just so fortunate that was the Broncos bye week, so it just worked out perfect for me because I'm a huge, as you know, Denver Bronco fan. Your husband and I have similar likings, of course, with at least the football background. But it's awesome, Sarah, that you're able now to do what you want, go where you want, enjoy your trips. I mean, like you said, the 3-star income is a 6-figure income now, And I think you've given a lot of people on this call some ideas as far as getting their mind wrapped around the thought processes that are necessary to make their rank advancements happen. So I don't want to keep you long. I told you I'd get you off the phone in a hurry, but could we maybe take like 5 minutes to answer a couple individual call or questions from callers?
I can. I did have more prepared on what I did for the 3-star. I didn't know if you want to cut it short.
No, no, you go right ahead. I thought maybe you were ready to wrap. So you go ahead.
Oh,
you
no.
Open up. Spill the beans.
Well, I focused on the 3-star, sharing that what I did. So, and it was different than when I did the 2-star and the 1-star. And I was quite eager. I wanted to make six figures. When you haven't made six figures, and you're my age, you kind of have that in the back of your mind. It'd be great to make six figures someday in my life, you know. So, you know, at New Year's kickoff in Dallas, I was holding someone else's $100,000 check, and I have a picture of it. I wanted that to be me, and I knew it could be. I had no doubt. You know, people need what we have in a big way, the product, the opportunity. And I am starting to lead more with the opportunity, seeking the people I want to do this with, but sharing these incredible products at the same time. I tell my team, share the story. Like we just heard at Phoenix ICU, share the story, share the story, share the story. That's all we're doing. We're educating. They decide. We support. So I made a decision. I posted 3-star post-its all over my house, office, and car. I wanted it so badly. I really worked as if it was all up to me, but I love the Lord above all else, and I prayed because I would need his help because we were so small in numbers. I don't have any executives on my team as of yet. I didn't let that stop me. I went for it. I have a couple of gals that are director, a couple that are manager, and I make sure that I'm always paid as an executive. And I want to give a shout-out to Shri O'Reary, if I said your name wrong. I'm sorry. She paved the way. And Nancy McAllister, who also mapped out with her webinar what to do during Team Rank Advancement Week. That was so helpful. And in this business, you want to follow those who are getting where you want to go, right? And I have my core 10 business builders that I work with who, you know, they want something from this in a big way too. And so during that week, we had incentives. And I don't want you to think you have to do this, but this is what I did. I did shipping reimbursements on all orders of 100 BBs or more. I did it for the entire, all new people coming in and for my current, you know, members of my group. And they just had to provide me a copy of the invoice. So what I do with that is as they're giving me their invoices, I'm going through my online banking because it doesn't cost me a stamp or an envelope, and I pay that through there, and then I print that for my taxes, of course. I also did PIV matches on President's Packs and Paysetter Packs, so I matched the 80 and the 50. And just a little side note, we are learning now to finally lead with the President's Pack. So, and you'll hear what happened with that here in just a minute. But I also did everyone who enrolls two or more associates during that run week would go into a drawing for $100 cash. Plus, I was really trying to pin down to them or let them see that the double PIBs was what they really wanted anyhow. You never want to leave money on the table. So always letting them know where they were. The top point earner, I do have in my 90-day game plan Facebook group, I do give $50 a week cash or $50 cash a week to the top, you know, producer or enroller or sponsor. So I still do that, but that was going on at the same time. So the rank advancement bonuses, I did consultants. We're going to get an additional 50 from my husband and I. And managers, I had a bonus attached to that, director, a bonus attached to that. And an executive, we were going to bonus $1,000 from us. So we did put that in place, and anybody who reached Executive Plus 1-star Golden Circle would receive another 500. And I encouraged my team that even though, like, that was posted in our private Facebook group for the builders who were running, so they kept, you know, they would always know where we were. But you want to make clear that you don't want to post that on any social media feed because that's not company-sponsored. But we had the group call prior to the week of the run, like I said, it was a crazy week because I did the last week of September to the first week where it met the first week of October, and was just coming back from Phoenix ICU, came back on the Monday night of the run week that was starting. So I had a few people who wanted to rank advanced that week, and our business builders and I, you know, we just kept communicating through texting, Facebook, calling, Messenger, whatever. I made a list of inactive associates since I had started in October, even though I was a product user, and active associates. And I sent them each a letter a week before I even went to ICU to let them know that we were going to have a customer appreciation week, and if they were needing anything, that I would be reimbursing shipping costs for a certain BV order size. That is in the webinar from Nancy McAllister, and I can, if you guys ask me, I can share that information in detail. But I then went to my list. Everybody on the call should have a list of people that you're adding to every single day. I went through all my emails, clear back to when I started, every text, every private message of those who'd inquired about Isagenix, but for one reason or another hadn't enrolled. I reached out to them early in the run week to offer them reimbursed shipping, and, you know, we had that 30-day challenge, so that was something exciting to put out there in front of them and tell about the three prizes attached. And we had a webinar that week, so Wednesday we did a opportunity webinar with Susan, and Thursday we had a launch party, so everything was in place. You definitely want, that's huge, get everything in place, and you can start working on it 2 weeks before. And normally, you know, when we're doing Facebook posting, normally we're doing one Isagenix-related post on Facebook for every 10 of the other types of posts. But this week of run week, you'll want to post something about every day. And you always want it to be kind of curiosity-related, or like you could say on Monday, I'm so excited for the people enrolling right now to do this 30-day challenge, and watching them lose 1 to 2 sizes in that month, or, you know, something like that. Or you could say, we have room for 2 more people, you know, getting close to the end of the week, something that would really excite someone to call you or message you. We also got in the habit of adding 2 to 3 new Facebook friends a day to enlarge our circles of reach. I reached out to everyone who had auto shifts that were within days of our run week. I asked them to consider moving up or pushing back to take advantage of customer appreciation week so they could have the reimbursed shipping. And I watched the blueprints, combed the tree, looked who was eligible for double PIBs, Enrollers Club, where they were in their advancement. And what Kevin said is huge. You really got to go kind of deep in the tree and see who, if they became a consultant, is going to have the cycle 2 or 3 pop as soon as they become consultants. And sometimes it's a matter of these people just don't know that that's there, and we have to do our job to let them know. And you could really change someone's life with that. So I encouraged my team to share everything. Everything that we were doing, we posted. Every email we were sending, any script we were doing, and then, again, Messenger, leave those messages up to a quick minute, excited messages with your team, rooting them on. Any flyer we were doing, any post idea, again, sharing it all. I'm big on scripts. I always try to share those. I think it just helps keep people on task. It's not to be, you know, robotic. It's just to help. For me, it's so I don't get sidetracked. But my intention was to have the run done by Saturday. When I woke up on Sunday, I was at 19 cycles. And like Kevin said, 3-star is 40 cycles. So I went to church, came back, and I decided I was going to leave no stone unturned and was going all out so I'd have no regrets and I'd know that there was nothing else I could have done. I tallied on paper everyone I reached out to, and it was over 150 people over that weekend and through that week who had inquired about Isagenix. I did finish with enrolling 8 that week. 6 were President's Packs. You heard me say that I did change things. I now lead with the President's Pack. I believe in all of those products, and I really want to set people up for success. So around 11:30 p.m., I saw we were going to make it, and Susan called and confirmed shortly after that I had. I screamed so loud, Kevin. I was so excited. I couldn't believe it. We actually did it. But really, it was a team effort with a handful really pushing for their own goals, but each person somehow helped, even if it was just praying for us or putting in a small order. You know, and funny thing, while we were running, I didn't ask once for anyone to help reach the goal at large. I just kept referring to that customer appreciation week. But on that Sunday, when I played all out, leaving no stone unturned, I actually found myself texting people, messaging people, asking if they needed any products or have they tried blah, blah, blah. Could they please place a regular order today to help our team meet a huge goal because we were so close? And it really blessed me because people really rallied on that. I didn't realize that that would happen, but they really rallied and were like, what do you need? What can I do? And I don't know why I didn't put that out there, but I just wanted to bless them, and I used customer appreciation. So on the last day of enrolling, I did offer $50 off the President's Pack, and I offered to pay the enrollment and shipping. Again, the last day, I wasn't going to let this goal go, and I knew it would be worth it. So with all this being said, I do want to say I don't think it's necessary to offer all the incentives. I am just a generous person, and I want to reward people. I have seen several in our company who I admire, including my good friend and sister in Christ, Cindy Walter from Sugar Creek, Ohio. She's been in just over 2 years, and she never has incentivized anything for anybody, no pack for people coming in, no rank advancement incentives. And she believes, as I do, that our company is already, you know, pretty generous enough, and she's doing it. She's 4-star Golden Circle in 2 years. So basically, that's what we did, Kevin.
Wow, that was, I'm certainly glad we didn't cut you off. That was the meat and the potatoes of the whole call.
I
do want to address one thing. You said a lot of incentives in there, and people are going, my gosh, I can't afford that. My gosh, I can't afford that. My gosh, I can't afford that. But you didn't just arbitrarily give that stuff away. You sat down and figured out what would happen. If this person sold a President Pack, you might cycle, which is, of course, going to make you $54. And if this person does that, you're going to do this. I mean, it was a calculated decision to give back some of those monies on those as incentives, right?
Yeah, I mean, you have to. You have to get real. You know what you can afford. And like we hear from the other leaders, when you are receiving the monthly bonuses, put that money aside so you have that to gift your team if that's something that you want to do and pay forward. We really are blessed, and it, you know, it's possible for each of us to put something aside and give back.
Very true. I just wanted to let people know out there that it was a calculated decision to give back some of these monies. It wasn't just arbitrarily. You were just throwing money at your rank advancement. That wasn't it at all. So,
yeah.
I mean, knowing that you're going to get $3,000 as a bonus for going 3-star, I mean, there was reasons for doing what you did. And so people, I would suggest if you don't quite understand how all of that's going to impact you, that you sit down with your sponsor and say, okay, what happens when a person comes into my team with a President's Pack? How does it impact me? Depending on what team they come in on, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Know what's going to happen. Know the what ifs. Know if this person comes in with this pack, what happens to you volume wise, and what that means to you as far as returns, so that you're not just throwing money at the wind per se. You're actually incentivizing people properly, so that you can actually afford the increase. So thanks for all of the stories today, Sarah. That was the last 5 minutes was jam packed full of information. Thank you.
Thank you, Kevin.
So let's go ahead and open up the lines. Now we'll take two questions before we let you go, because I know you got to get on your trip. So here we go. The lines are open. Is there anybody out there now that has been inspired by Sarah this morning?
Hi, Kevin. Terry here.
Terry, yes.
Sarah, what a wonderful, inspiring story. And, you know, it's, you can feel your beautiful aura come across. It's wonderful. Thank you so much. I have a question for you now. And I've heard a lot of people, a lot of people talk about leading with the President's Pack. And can you give us a little synopsis of how you lead with that? So you obviously you've come to really believe that that's a great value, which it is, for many, many reasons. So how do you present that to someone? And do you present it differently to different personalities or different types of people?
I present it the same way every time.
Right.
And I learned from Susan that, you know, the fall catalog that we have, when what she keeps on her at all times, she has shared, is her pen, her notebook, and the catalog. And I do all that, and I take an iPad with me in case I need to share something from there. But I open up to the weight loss and fat burning pack, which is the first one is the President's Pack. And we also have an order form that we use. The order form from the company that's all colored with all the bazillion of different sets is fine, nothing against it. I just made something more simplified. And right on our form, we have basic, better, and best. And we also have what's included in those fat loss and weight loss and fat burning packs. And we talk about the $10 a day, $15 a day, and $20 a day, right? So here's what I do. I would say, okay, I want to set you up for success, and we want to figure out what you're spending right now currently on about two meals a day, because your goal is going to need you to replace, you know, a couple meals a day, and our pack is going to provide 72 to 82 meals for you, depending on which of these that you choose. So, I don't know what you're spending, but thinking right now, what are you spending on two meals a day, including your snacks, vending machine, out and about, foo-foo coffees and, you know, sodas, whatever. And you get them to think that first, right, because you're trying to overcome the objection because you're going right into that presence pack. And then you just say, well, to set you up for the best success, this is the pack that I would recommend. This is including everything you're going to need for the best overall result. Because not only is it going to give you an option for bars when a shake's not convenient and set you up for success on cleanse days with giving you 30 Iced Delight chocolates and an energy to get you through those days and a blender, but you're also getting these magnificent vitamins that are non-synthetic. They're going to make you feel amazing. You're going to feel more vitality, more mental clarity, and they're full of resveratrol, which is really going to help focus on that deep visceral belly fat. So that's kind of where I go.
After I clean them up.
Hello?
There's someone talking in the background. If we can get them to prepare six or lines.
Okay, so Terry, I then say, so this one, from what you have said you're spending, this one would equal out to approximately $20 a day, but it would give you everything you need, a little bit to share with your family, or to last you over a little bit into the next month because it's 82 meals that you'd be replacing. And then from there I go to the Pace Setter, which, you know, just a little bit less, no vitamins, and then I go down to the basic. And most of the time people are, when I used to do basic, better, and best, most people were picking Pace Setter. And now I'm selling more President's Packs than I have ever. And I think it's something to do with that presentation.
So you mentioned the President's Pack first as opposed to go from, you know, basic, better, best. You start with best first. Is that
right? Yes, I do. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I really
Thank
want
you.
To set them up for the best success.
One more question regarding that. So do you stop after you talk about the best, or do you go through all three with them and then ask them what they want? Or do you kind of stop after the best and see what happens?
Well, I have done it both ways, and I seem to do better with presenting all three of them. I don't know why, but for me it has worked going from top to bottom, best, better than basic, instead of just doing the President's Pack.
Well, it creates trust, I guess, if you show them all. So,
yeah, that way it's their decision and you're not pressing or pushing, you know?
Yeah. Thank you very much. That's wonderful.
You're welcome, Terry.
Thank you, Terry. Anybody else? We got time for one more.
It's Ken here in Toronto.
Hi, Ken.
Very quickly, thank you very much, Sarah. I appreciate that, especially that last discussion about the President's Pack. You made a reference to the Messenger app. Is that the Facebook Messenger app?
Yeah, I have it on my phone. So I have a Galaxy four note, and I went to my apps and downloaded it that way. So I always have to do the messenger from my phone. You, what's really cool about you guys is if I'm not friends with somebody on Facebook, I can still search them on that app on my phone. And if they're on Facebook, it will pull them in, and I can click on my microphone and leave them a recorded message up to 1 minute.
Okay. We have the Apple phones, and we had heard some negative about going to that messenger system. I hadn't actually had downloaded it.
Yeah, and I'm not aware of all those negative things. I use it for good, and it's worked out, so hopefully there's nothing negative going on.
Yeah, okay, well, we'll certainly look into that much more seriously. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Ken, appreciate that. Sarah, thank you very much for agreeing to come on today. You have just been very insightful and very inspiring to many, including myself. So thank you very much for at the last minute agreeing to come on today. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Well, thank you, Kevin, for everything. You know, I'm very grateful for you. I have to say, your energy that you bring to the table every single day, your heart for others, and how you just breathe into each one of us and on this call, I really thank you from the bottom of my heart for that.
Well, I am receiving that. Thank you very much. And have a very, very safe trip this week. And Frank, I know it's going to be tough for Frank. I know he's listening to a weekend without football. It's like Jones, and he'll be going for 2 weeks. He won't be able to control him the following Saturday. So good luck with that. But have a great trip, a great big little vacation, and happy birthday to you.
Oh, thank you, Kevin. Have a great day, everybody.
All right, guys. Have a great day. Say goodbye.
Thanks, Kevin. Thanks, Sarah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Happy birthday.